This is today is February 27th.
And Ross,
let's see, it's a couple things that he said. Marty's what? All locked?
Yeah.
Marty locked his brother. Ross locked his brother, and he said Marty's all locked. Also, he knows the colors of all his T-shirts, and almost he really does blue, white, yellow, red, accurately. He maybe even knows black, I guess, too. And he said, "Is this the right sock that goes on here? In other words, does this sock go on this foot?" And he said, "I want my sticky things. I want my things that are sticky." He was complaining to me because again, we hadn't brought it back from Christmas school.
Okay, we'd been out of commission here for about 3 days because the tape recorder was in the shop. And during this time, got a lot of things that Ross said. Okay. Well, I'll treat these as, occurring on March 5th. Why don't we do that? Okay. In the car, he said, "You lock your door." This is something we tell him, so why can't he tell us, of course? So that's what he said, "You lock your door." Then he said, he says a lot of "you know what" now. "You know what?" or "I got something to say," or "you know what I got to say," or various things like that. I think there are about three of them. He said, anyway, "You know what you know what? I live in Denver, Colorado." Then this was on coming back from preschool. He said, "If the sun comes out, the rain won't able to rain." He means if the sun comes out, the rain won't be able to rain. There was some rain coming down at that time. And he said, he left out the B. He said, "If the sun comes out, the rain won't able to rain." Instead of, "If the sun comes out, the rain won't be able to rain." Okay, now, then he went through a long series of conditionals, and he said, "Marty can't eat your vitamins, and he can eat his vitamins." And then he said, "I can't eat your vitamins, but I can eat my vitamins." And then he said, "You can eat your vitamins, and you can eat my vitamins." So he went through all the possible combinations, which were that I could eat both types of vitamins, Marty could, and he could only eat one. Then I asked him, if Marky could eat my vitamins, and he said, "Yeah." So he got confused. But when he did it himself, he did it accurately. Then later he said, "Daddy, I want to go to McDonald's, and you didn't say so." In other words, you didn't let me go. Then Marky was screaming. He said, "Don't scream. You're disturbing me, Mark." He means disturbing. "You're disturbing me, Mark." So notice the drop of the unaccented syllable of disturbing. And then he said, after that, "Don't scream, you're making me unhappy." Also in the car, he said, "Don't drive the car, you're driving me crazy." This was a trip to Aurora. Here's another one. He said, "But my boots does tickles." And in other words, there was something wrong with his boots. And then he said, "Marty and I did get on our hiking boots." And then then he commandingly said, "Why you're not going to put your boots on and your gloves on?" So essentially, you know, he wanted me to put my boots on and my gloves on. "Why you're not going to put your boots on and your gloves on?" This is when we were getting dressed. And then he saw a wire. This was another time he saw a wire coming towards the house, the telephone wire that leads into the house, and he said, he thought something about Wonder Woman sending a laser beam, I think. And he said, "Wonder Woman got it," or something. I missed that. But then he said after that, "Wonder Woman did stand on it, and she broke it. And the Wonder Woman and Batman and Robin did fly away, and the Joker said, or said, ah, ah," or something like that, yeah. And then he went on and said, "I don't like the Joker." Okay. Then we were going to take him to preschool, and he said, "I'm going to be right here until I go to preschool." And then he paused a second, and he said, "After I get my gloves on, okay?" So he had two time things, but they're inappropriately merged, because if you read that as a single unit, I'm going to be here right, I'm going to be right here until I go to preschool after I get my gloves on, which doesn't make quite sense, but quite good sense, but it makes pretty good sense when you put the pause in. I'm going to be right here until I go to preschool after I get my gloves on, okay? So in other words, going to preschool will happen after he gets his gloves on, and also being right here will happen until he gets to go to preschool. Then Ross said, why I'm little? This was out, we were playing with snow outside. Mary had made a snow woman and a little mountain for Ross, and Ross said, why I'm little? I'm little because I go up my little mountain. In other words, he was trying to justify the notion that he was little. And then Ross, then Carla and Andy were coming around to see his snow mountain, and he said, I said to Carla and Andy, you've got my snow mountain. Let's see. I also want to add a few comments about Mark here. Mark panted and cried for some bacon, and he was given a piece and he ate it, and he cried for another one, and then he said, he took a bite and said, that's good, like that, that's good. He also says something like, I want that, I want that. And he also says that, in other words. So he says the following, it seems to me, that's good, I want that, and that. He also knows shoe and daddy. He says daddy, he cries just like Ross for daddy. And he also plays a game with Ross, which is Ross says, uh-huh, and Ross, Marky says, uh-uh, and Ross says, uh-huh, and Marky says, uh-uh. Okay. Now, the following all occurred on March 5th today. I asked him, okay, Ross, now you give me your bottle or you drink some more. And then he said, drink some more. Now, this was a root beer bottle that he was drinking out of. So he said, yeah, in other words, essentially, I choose the alternative of drinking some more. And then he said, this was driving back from Aurora, and he had a root beer can that he was drinking out of. Actually, before that, he said to me, he gave me the bottle, and I mean, not the root beer can, and he didn't want me to drink very much of it, and he said, you don't drink a lot. Now, that would be appropriate either, say, if he had said, don't drink a lot, or don't drink very much. But notice the failure of agreement here, where if you don't contrast the don't or emphasize it, then a lot has to become very much. Then he saw a bumper sticker with Santa and a long shopping list on it, or a long gift list, and he said, Santa. And I said, huh? And he said, I saw Santa. And then he went ahead, that car Santa there. It's sort of like a compound noun, the car Santa. And then he went on explaining, that car has Santa on it. And then he said, he saw Santa up there. And he said, Santa's in his sleigh, pointing to the up in the sky. We have to sing Jingle Bells. Which I think is a rather interesting sequence of ideas about what you have to do, and all totally productive as far as I know, of course. Well, I won't go on about that. I don't know any particular association where we say, I have to sing Jingle Bells whenever we see Santa. And then I started singing Jingle Bells, and he said, that how we don't go. In other words, that isn't how it goes. Okay, that's how we don't sing it, with the embedded thing, embedded negative. He also started singing it, and he sings, instead of two eyes made out of coal, he says two eyes made out of cold, with a D on the end. So he says that the Frosty has cold eyes. His eyes are real cold, he says. Okay, I think that's it. Okay, now we're recording. Ross, I said, Ross said, put some more in there. And I said, oh, put a lot in there. He meant put a lot of milk into the cereal. And I thought he meant put more raisin bran into the cereal that I was mixing for him. And I said, it's got a lot in it. And then he said, put a lot of milk in it, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so that, you know, he was clear about what it was then that he wanted to put a lot of something into. A few things I left out from Ross from about March 2nd or 3rd. He had watched Wizard of Oz, and he said, "What's Toto's girl's name? And what's the name of the girl who owns the dog Toto?" In other words, Dorothy in Wizard of Oz. So he said, "What's Toto's girl's name?" And then I think I called him a pig, or Mary called him a pig, and he said, "Don't call me that." And then he said, "I got a lot in my tummy, and you got a few, and now I'm fat." And I can't remember what that was that he had in his tummy. I think it was raisins. Also, there's a lot of things that he, a lot of little exclamations that I haven't been noting. For example, he says, "Yikes." And he has, yikes means, oh, I'm having fun. And a lot of taunts, like, "Fungo, boom, you bum bum," and stuff like that. He also, once I saw him hit the wall and say, "Jesus," I have no idea what he was. He was just doing it. I don't think there was anything wrong. Also, when he wants, when he's really feeling bad, he says, "I'm not going to stay in this house anymore." In other words, he's going to leave and go away, or "I'm not going to stay in this car." And when he's really, really, really mad, he. Or unhappy, he says, "I want my daddy, even when I'm there." Also, he says, "My dad," a lot, when Marty's climbing up in my lap and that kind of stuff. Also, one thing about Marty. We said something about electric company. And Marty imitated electric company, like that, electric company. So, I mean, I don't mean to say that he understands it, but he did imitate really every syllable, electric company, like six of them. Mary's been teaching Ross to say SH, and he can say shut up. You can say shut up.
I taught him the word
right,
shut.
Say shut up, Ross.
Shut.
Very good. Now can you say sheep?
Sheep.
Very good. Whereas before he was saying seep, right? And how about shop?
Shop.
Very good. So he can generalize it. How about shoot. Shoot.
Shoot.
Okay. How about shoe?
Shoe.
Good one. Shoot. How about ship.
Ship.
Ship. Ship. A boat. You know, a ship.
Ship.
Good. Oh, he can do it, Mom. He can do it.
I'm
what?
He's really good.
Yeah. See how convenient this is?
Yeah.
Yeah. Ross, what is his call?
Okay, what's the word?
Hash.
Hash.
Hash?
Hush.
Oh, hush.
Hush.
Say it again. Say it again.
Hush.
Very good.
And what about?
How about push?
Push.
Not with a toothbrush
push.
In your mouth.
Push.
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 Push. You're saying push.
Wait a minute. There's
push. Push.
Good.
Good.
Good, Ross. How about?
Brush. Brush.
How about brush?
Brush.
Good. Good, Ross. Still a little hard.
Very good. Brush.
Brush. I said to Mary that you better get out of the bath because it takes you half hour to put on your makeup and we have to leave in 20 minutes. And Ross said, and Mary said, "Okay, I'll get out," or something like that. And then Ross said, "You have to put on makeup because you're a girl." So how's that for sexist, etc., right? Okay. Anyway, what Ross said was, "You have to put on makeup because you're a girl." I said, "You know what I know? I know a song about green and red and yellow." Okay.
And red.
I'm sorry, he said, "You know what I know a song?" That's what he said. Go ahead, now sing it.
There is something you should know. Yellow means white. Green means go, go, go.
Good. That's the song?
Yeah.
Sing it again.
There is something you can know. Red means white. Yellow means green. And red means stop. Yellow means white. And green means go, go, go.
Wonderful. And he put his hand out for stopping, his two hands out for wait, and then he moved his hands inward for going. Buck said, I got a ring, and I said,
I got a spider on my Spider-Man shirt, and now I got a spider.
And you said a little earlier, you said, Spider-Man's got a spider, like this is a spider. In other words, this is the same kind of thing that Spider-Man has on his shirt.
And
this is the ring that Ross has on his foot.
And Spider-Man has a wheel.
Has a whip?
Yeah.
What does he do with it?
He goes like this on the bad guys.
Uh-huh. And then what happens?
Iron takes a spider on his shirt.
Uh-huh. And sat down beside her?
No. And Spider-Man doesn't be happy.
Uh-huh. Should we go? Now about Marky. Marky has to wear something too.
Just give it to
him. Okay, well, no, wait, just give him a warmie and put it on. Here's warmies all around here.
The yellow bedding?
No.
The small blue one?
No. The blue one.
Must.
Okay.
Of course, you know, you can run around.
Well, oh, that'd be good. That's a good one.
Oh, it's taping.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to be using it, you know, on tape.
Marky Bark? We're
going to
do the
law
closer.
No, I'm going
to
quit.
Ross said, you just did pick me up at Carla's house, and I was playing with the racing motorcycles. This is, he woke up in the morning. I woke up in the morning. Ross has been playing, and he just told me about what happened last night. What happened last night, Ross?
You just came with your clothes and I was doing the racing motorcycles, and you just picked me up, and I just didn't watch the Hulk and racing the motorcycles, and then you did put. Then you did put me up.
Mm-hmm. Did you go to sleep first? Did you get tired and you go to sleep?
Yeah, but I was going to sleep. I was going to sleep in a couch.
Mm-hmm. Was it fun?
Carla's couch.
Was it fun last night?
Yeah.
What else did you do?
Didn't do anything? No.
Oh, good. And what about Marky? What did Marky do?
He does to get those CSI racing motorcycles, and those two men fell off those racing motorcycles.
And fall
off those racing new motorcycles.
I see. That's nice.
But Marky is not gonna get off me. I'm not gonna let you do.
Mm-mm. I'm not going to let him either.
Not me.
Mm-mm.
No. I'm not going to let you.
I'm not going to let Mark get on him.
I don't know what him.
Wanna listen to this?